You're listening to the Greg Swaim Show, baby.
Oh, welcome, everybody. A terrific Sunday. Great start of the week. But we're having the weekend wrap up here. And gonna have Big Sean on here in a little bit. Sean Lowry going to join us. CEO of Sports Thread, talking about the difference between high school and college sports. If you're going to play both and you're in high school now and you don't really like to go to practice and you don't really like to go to class and you don't really like, guess what? You're going to, or you're not going to play college ball. That's the bottom line. Sean will have more details on that. As each week we have great roundup on recruiting, great recruiting talk from Sean and his staff out with Sports Thread. Go follow Sports Thread online on Twitter at Sports Thread. It's that easy, or go to sportsthread.com. You can get the app. We'll be using that app this weekend at our big tournament. Teams coming in from 14 states in Oklahoma City, starting Friday afternoon, running through Sunday night, and it's going to be jam-packed. Looking forward to all these teams coming in. Coaches at the D2, D3, NAIA, JUCO level, the National Christian Athletic Association, which you don't hear from every day, but it's just like NCAA, only an extra C in it for Christian, but all good stuff, and they all give scholarships, and they'll be there this weekend, including quite a few certified scouts. Looking forward to that. But we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Sean Lowry, and then we have John Kurtz on in the second half hour. And tell you, if you are on YouTube following conference realignment, there's about four or five guys that have daily shows. Some of them have update as soon as some news comes out. And these guys are all over it. We didn't have that last time 10 years ago in conference realignment, but we sure do now. John Kurtz, one of those guys that we wanted to have on. He's a K-State guy, but he's also an old Big 8, Big 12 guy. So we'll be talking to him and a lot more after these messages here on the Greg Swaim Show.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin and/or cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swaim rate at 405-429-4400.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, Get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the checkmark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Threat app today. Sports Threat, it's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
I'm Dr. Melinda Webb from Stillwater Pediatrics. We'd love to see you when you're healthy. Well-child checks for all ages are covered by most insurance plans, even without copays or deductibles. We can update your child's shots, make sure growth and development are on track, and discuss important ways to keep your child healthy. Remember, Stillwater Pediatrics is now located at 1201 South Adams on 12th Street, right next to Total Fitness Aquatics. For more information, call 405-743-7375. For Stillwater Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Webb.
This weather forecast is brought to you by the Smoky Pokey and the Cowboy Travel Plaza. International Weather Service forecast tonight, clear 62 in northeast winds. Monday, sunny 85 in northeast winds. Monday night, clear 62 in northeast winds. Tuesday, sunny 88. Tuesday night, clear 62. Wednesday, sunny back to 88.
Hey guys, this is KC with the Smoky Pokey inside the Cowboy Travel Plaza. Are you looking for a place to grab a quick lunch? We got it. We just added a big half-pound Fat Daddy Cattleman's Burger to the menu, so come see us. Don't forget, the Smoky Pokey's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. So saddle up the horses and head out west to Highway 51 and I-35, where the beer is cold and the boots are free on Friday. Go Pokes.
And welcome back. And as we do each week, we get a representative from Sports Thread, the great app. If you're being recruited or want to be recruited, there is no better app. Not even close, bud. Sports app. Go to Sports Thread app at sportsthread.com or anywhere you get your apps. And the CEO, we're not messing with anybody today. We're going straight to the CEO. Sean Lowry joins us. Sean, let's talk about the difference between playing in high school and playing college athletics.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, Greg. Before we start with that, though, I just want to make a quick announcement. Sports Thread is looking for beta testers right now. Ah. For anyone who doesn't know, Sports Thread is an app. It's a sports-related networking app, like Facebook or Instagram for sports. We help kids get college scholarships for free, and we help people who love sports connect with one another and talk about sports, and just we provide a great community there. So if you have not downloaded the Sports Thread app, the key is if you have not yet downloaded it, you've never used the app before, and you'd like to earn a $20 Chick-fil-A or Amazon gift card, please visit the Sports Thread Facebook page. So look up Sports Thread on Facebook, and you'll see a post on there. And please follow that link to sign up for a quick little 30-minute testing video call. You'll actually kind of demo the app with our staff, and we'll ask you some questions. So need some help with some beta testers out there.
So can I delete my app and start from so I can get a $20 gift?
You already know how to use it, Greg.
Yeah, well.
People who have never used it before.
Darn, what about my wife? We could use a hey, Bill. Bill Van Ness has a, and he's got a nephew who's going to be a heck of a pitcher. So, grandson, well, excuse me, I said nephew, grandson. And so, yeah, well, you just got some beta testers, I believe, and we'll go. Will that be on your Twitter too, where you're announcing that with a link and everything?
I think we're just doing it through our Facebook. So,
gotcha.
Go on Facebook to our Sports Thread account. Also, if you're interested, you can email customerservice@sportsthread.com and just say I'm interested in beta testing, and they'll send you the link.
We'll put that out on our Twitter page after the show's over to get lots of beta testers. And I tell you, you know, beta testing to always get better. You always want to get better, but you're pretty darn close to perfect right now. I was talking to a coach that came to our event this weekend. He goes, man, you talk about that on your show all the time, and I heard it, and I didn't do it. And then one day I just went up there and signed up for your tournament, and I started putting in rosters, and he said, you know, this thing's great. One of his kids got contacted by a coach already, and he'd only had it on there like, you know, a couple of days. So he was pretty impressed.
Well, we love that.
Yeah, well,
that's great, Greg.
That's why you got it there. We needed to get a lot more of those success stories, which you've already had many, 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 but you know, we like them on our side, too, all good.
And for all y'all who are high school athletes out there, the fact that you've beta tested an app could be something you could put on your resume. Just another little
very good
another little thought for you.
Very good.
But getting back to where you started the conversation, Greg, let's talk about the difference between high school and college ball. I think the simplest way to put it is just everything that you do, whether it's in a game, in practice, and scholastically, academically, is going to be more difficult. It's going to be faster paced. It's going to be harder. So what you really need to do, before we really go into the nuances and all the different differences in those categories, you need to make sure that you're kind of picking the right college, the right atmosphere for you. We've had other segments where we've talked about how different colleges have different atmospheres, different class sizes, different city settings, different everything, different cultures. And, you know, things get difficult. And when you go to college, everything picks up, it's faster paced. You know, the expectations are higher, you got to do more. So one of the biggest things that you can do to set yourself up for success is pick a college that's going to set you up for success, knowing things like, you know, the student-to-faculty ratio, you know, how many kids are going to be in the classroom around you, you know, what is the city setting, what state is it in, what do the kids on campus do for fun, do all that research. You can find all that stuff on SportsThread. DM our customer service team at SportsThread. They'll help you find and do research on the app. But on top of that, you know, once you get to college, really important that you reach out and you seek out help, and you ask for help from all the different resources that are there. And before you get to school, after we go through some of these differences, start prepping yourself to go to school, to go to college, and be as prepared as humanly possible before you get there. So I would say I just, you know, have a couple little differences that I think would maybe get people's minds going the right direction around how this stuff is going to work and how it might impact you when you get there. But on the game side of things, and even practice, everyone's bigger, everyone's stronger, everyone's faster. It's just, that's part of it. Like, if you think about it, when you're in high school, you're playing against a lot of the best kids from around your city or even around your state. And then if you're doing travel ball, you might go to some tournaments where you're playing against some of the best kids in your class, in your region of the country, or even nationally. When you get to college, though, you have 4 years of the best from all over the country competing against you. So it's the cream of the crop. You're playing against much better people. Not only that, but when you break into college, you're 17 or 18 years old. There's a big difference physically between an 18-year-old's body and a 21-year-old's body, especially on the guy's side, the amount of maturity in your muscles and your speed and all the, you know, the physical differences between an 18 and a 21-year-old are huge. So you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can to try and, you know, get big, get strong, get fast, train your body to kind of account for that difference as much as possible before you get to the school. But very hard to do because you can't make up everything that happens naturally over that 3-year gap. So I think maybe the biggest difference and the most important difference that you can account for, and Greg, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, is it's the mental game that probably changes the most.
Oh, your understanding, absolutely. You know, it kind of goes back to the injury thing. I don't know if you ever had a severe injury in your college days or even in your high school days, but, you know, mm-hmm. there's kids that go through 4 years of high school, no problem. There's kids that go a couple years of college. Then all of a sudden, one day, they hear a pop in their knee, you know, and it ends up being an ACL or something like that. And nowadays, and I followed this surgery now for almost 40 years because we've had kids at our events that got them, and, you know, back then, it was so different, the post-rehab. Now you can get rehabbed in a couple of months. The knee's going to be stronger than it ever was. But you know what? You're going to have problems with the mental aspect. You've never been hurt before. You don't want to be hurt again. So now you're not going as hard all of a sudden. That's the one thing that one of the many things that is when you go to college, it's so different. You've never been knocked on your butt before. Well, guess what? There's some big old boys that are seniors just waiting to knock a freshman out. And, you know, the coaches are yelling at you. They're mean to – they might even put their hands on you. They're not supposed to, but they do. And, you know, you go home, Mom, this isn't what I thought it was. You know, everybody's bigger and stronger and faster than me. Well, guess what? A lot of freshmen go through that. Some don't survive that first year. They go home, go to a different level, whatever. Some don't even play college sports after that, but you're absolutely right. It's more mental than anything. Sure, it's physical early on, but if you can get past that part, you're going to be fine.
Well, and, you know, you brought up another good point, and that's that when you go to college, it's a business. It's not something you're doing for fun anymore. Your high school coach is probably, you know, your high school coach is probably someone who is, you know, a teacher at the school or someone who, you know, is a parent or someone who just loves the sport and wants to be a part of teaching and wants to stay connected to sports. When you get to college, your coach's job and livelihood and the way they put food on the table for their family is winning games. And that alone changes the atmosphere so much because losing isn't acceptable anymore when you get to college. You should never want to lose in high school, but very, very big difference when you get to college. And when a loss happens, it can negatively affect the coaching staff's livelihood. So it's a business when you get to school. And because of that, they are going to recruit the biggest, the fastest, the strongest. And what's the best way to overcome that when you can't necessarily fast forward 3 years of growth and development and speed and maturity? Well, it's understanding the mental side. It's knowing where you need to go with the ball in every play. It's being able to think of a play that may happen before the play happens so that you can react faster. I know that was one of the biggest things that I learned was mentally preparing yourself for the different circumstances of an upcoming play so that you're able to react and go to where you need to go with the ball faster than if you're just purely reacting. Everyone's too fast for you to just try and figure it out on the spot. You need to give yourself an advantage, and the best way to do that is to know the game and know the plays and, you know, be a student of the game and give yourself a chance to react as quickly as possible.
Well, and you know the old saying, you've seen it on a million T-shirts. I don't even remember how it goes. Basically, those that don't work hard, you know, but might have all the talent in the world are going to get beat by, you know, the ones less talented that have more, you know, get to. They're working harder. They're going to try to pass you. They've been working to pass you, whereas you've just been kind of stagnant because mm-hmm. you've been the biggest, the best, the fastest all this time. And those guys don't develop. Those guys don't get any better. It's the guys that come in with that little chip on their shoulder that maybe they're a little too small, a little too slow, you know, and they come in, and you've seen it many times. A walk-on will pass up a 5-star guy. It happens a lot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of ways to do it, but it all comes down to that hard work. Yeah, absolutely. We'll never do it if you don't understand the game. You don't have the mental aspects of the game not locked up. You're not going to get playing time if you can't handle your class correctly, if you can't handle the academic side. You're not going to get playing time if you're not physically ready. So, you know, the big differences between the high school and the college game, speed of the game, size and athleticism of the athletes, their ability to handle things on the mental side of the game, the ability to take care of things in the classroom, all of those things are faster, they're more accelerated, and they're in an environment where it's your job to be good at them rather than your hobby or something that you love to do. It's hopefully you still love to do it, but it's your job, and it's how you hopefully are getting to pay for college and how your coach is paying for his family's livelihood and how the school is, you know, financing keeping that sports program going. But what you can do in high school to prepare yourself for that is be aware of these things. Seek out help. Go talk to people who know the game, who can teach you. Go find great strength trainers and nutritionists who can help you ready your body and help you put on weight, good weight, and be a faster athlete. Go and find tutors who can help you with your study habits and your time management skills. Do everything you can to get yourself into position so that when you get to college, the shock factor of how much faster and more serious everything is going to be will be lessened, but it's going to be there no matter what.
And the classes might just be a little bit harder than your high school, too, so you better be prepared for that. Sean, always great talking to you, my friend, and just like the SEC right now, you guys are number one, but you're always wanting to get better, so you've got a new app coming out, and it's going to be beta tested by folks who've never used the app before. And tell folks once again what to do. We'll repeat this on Twitter and some other pages, but go ahead and tell folks how to do that.
Please do. So, yes, if you will please, if you're interested in beta testing, two options. One is go to the Sports Thread Facebook page. Search Sports Thread on Facebook. You'll find instructions there on the page. You'll win a $20 Chick-fil-A or Amazon card if you beta test. Or the second option, email customerservice@sportsthread.com, subject line, beta tester, and tell us that you're interested in being a beta tester. We're looking for people who have not yet used the Sports Thread app to give us a little bit of feedback. And you're right, Greg, we're always trying to get better.
And, you know, I know a lot of our listeners already have the app, so they might not be eligible, but we'll find some folks for you out there beta testing, I'm sure, from our listenership. And always great talking to you, my friend. Say hello to all the good folks out in Denver at Sports Thread.
Yes, sir, Greg. Talk to you soon.
All right. Sean Leary, he's the CEO of Sports Thread, and you need to get that app. You really, really do. If you're in being recruited or you're going to be recruited or, hey, you know what, you got to – kid in your neighborhood who's getting recruited and you want to help them and show them, that's the best way. Sports Thread app, it's terrific. Hey, when we come back, John Kurtz going to join us. John Kurtz, we're going from Denver out to a little bit east over to Manhattan, Kansas. Manhattan in Kansas, as some would call it. He's on 1350 K-Man, and he's also on the game K-Man, Powercat, Game Day, all that stuff. And he's really into sports media, very well-spoken guy, so we wanted to get him on. We'll take a break, hear from our great sponsors. A new sponsor that I want to tell you about, I haven't even got an ad out for him yet, Extra Mile Auto Care in Stillwater, right across the street from the post office. And I tell you what, they have made my Jeep. It's 12 years old now. Jeep runs like a top. They've fixed every little issue that happens at about 160, 170,000 miles. And, man, Aaron and the crew, you call and Aaron answers the phone. Tell them Swaim sent you. They will take care of you. Those are some good, good folks. Extra Mile Auto Care in Stillwater. We'll take a break here from our other great sponsors. We'll be back after these messages.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Hey, sports fans. Is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
With Medicaid expansion through SoonerCare, 200,000 more Oklahomans will now have access to health care coverage.
With Medicaid expansion, now I can live without worry. I can live for the future and not have to worry about anything that might stop me from pursuing my dreams.
Visit mysoonercare.org to learn more and apply online. Feel good about feeling good. You can apply right now at mysoonercare.org.
And welcome back. Hey, if you haven't heard, conference realignment on the table. Of course, we talked about it last week. John Kurt's going to join us right now, going to Manhattan, Kansas, one of my favorite places that's not Stillwater, Oklahoma. John, first of all, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, thanks for joining us. I found you on where I think a lot of people have found you here in the last 10 or 11 days. On YouTube with your YouTube channel, very, very good. You have a lot of good guests on, and contacted you that way, and some really good stuff. You're a little different from some of the guys that just, you know, are throwing this out. They don't necessarily have an iron in the fire with a team or a conference. You and I go back to the old Big Eight days. Now, you're quite a bit younger than I am, I'm going to guess. I'm 59. What are you, in your 30s?
31.
Okay,
yeah, 31.
I'm a pretty good guess on that. So you got in, you were a little kid when the Big 8 was happening. You're more of a Big 12 guy, of course, after Texas came in and ruined and sabotaged and whatever they do. They've done it in the Southwest Conference. They're probably going to do it in the SEC, or at least try. I don't think they'll have as much power as they think they do when they get there. But so I'm one of those guys that wouldn't mind seeing the remaining eight teams stay together, or remaining seven. I don't blame West Virginia a bit if they get an ACC bid. I can't really blame anybody if you get like an SEC, an ACC, or a Big Ten bid. And I do not think that Iowa State and Kansas are going to get the bid, even though they're the only AAU-certified teams still out there, in the orphaned eight, I call them. But Kansas State, Oklahoma State, in a very similar boat, not AAU-accredited, so probably not going to get that Big Ten invite, but could very well be a Pac-12 deal. And I wanted to throw this out first, and hit it because it just kind of came through by some good sources. It's been out there by some, Johnny-come-latelys, that four teams from the Pac-12 would join the Big Ten and become a super conference. So actually, it'd be 18 teams at that point in time, so they might even take more. Talking about Oregon, Washington, UCLA, and USC. Now, as hard as that is to believe, a conference actually going where you can, 1 week dip your toe in the Pacific, 1 week dip your toe in the Atlantic. As hard as that is to believe, I could see that happening now only because it's being reported by some pretty good folks who followed this the last time. We're right on a lot of it. There's no way you could be right on all of it. If you're right on, this is like baseball. If you're batting 350, you're doing pretty darn good. But what do you see for K-State, Oklahoma State, the rest of the orphaned eight?
Yeah, I like that baseball analogy, by the way. I may have to take that one.
There you go.
That is pretty appropriate as to what it's like in conference realignment. Yeah, I mean, I think it is pretty much what you outlined there. It's going to be either try to stay in a conference, whether it's going to be seven or eight, however many do stay here in the Big 12 and add teams. And to be honest, I mean, that's the word that K-State is putting out right now more than anything. I do think if you are trying to give a hierarchy, so to speak, of what you would want as a fan, I still think trying to attach yourself at the hip to, if it's going to be Texas Tech, that would be the ringleader to get you out west into some kind of Pac-12, 16, 20, whatever conference it's going to be if they don't get rated by the Big Ten. I still think that would be the best case scenario for K-State, even though regional rivalries, all that be damned, it's going to be a little bit weird, but just talking about such a disparity in money, even if you're adding teams from the American, if it's UCF, Houston, et cetera, I mean, I still think you're looking at probably south of $20 million when you're talking about just the payout per team every single year, which is going to put you way behind what the big boys are going to be doing here the next 5 to 10 years. So, unfortunately, I don't think there's a great solution in any of it, because either it is going to be you find your way into some kind of Pac-12, 16, 20 deal, and it's going to be a pain to try and travel all of your non-revenue sports and cost you more money that way and be just awkward for some of the fans, or you stick around and make less money and kind of a group of five / power five conference, something that would be on the borderline there, if you were to keep the Big 12 intact and then add some of those teams. I wouldn't discount the fact that a UCF or a Houston certainly can grow quite a bit and has a lot of room to grow at this point, but it's still not going to do anything for the TV networks, at least until years and years down the road. You're definitely talking about one TV contract where the money is going to go down quite a bit. So that means you're not going to be able to pay coaches as much. There's a lot of repercussions that will come from that. But I think that's basically what Casey looking at right now, and then worst case scenario, if even that were to fall through somehow, then I mean, I guess you're looking at the Mountain West, which has been what everybody's joke is, right? When they're looking to really needle
OU and Texas fans loving that.
Absolutely. And, it's annoying, but I suppose it is what it is. There's not much you can do at this point. So I think the most likely would still be that everybody sticks together for right now, some formation of the Big 12 AAC, but it's so hard to handicap and so hard to tell right now. I think all three of those options would be on the table.
John Kurtz joins us. He's the host at 1350 K-Man with the game. And, of course, Powercat Game Day also on that. And you can follow him on Twitter at JL Kurtz. What's the L for, John?
It's my middle name.
It's my middle name, too. My middle name is, gotcha. I should be GL Swaim. I'm just G Swaim. But anyway, there must have been another John Kurtz out there, right?
Yeah, somebody beat me to it. You know, I've always been mad about that. Somebody beat me to it.
I got you. Well, good stuff. I got a couple of texts from the Buffalo Wild Wings text line, if you don't matter. I don't mind if I can ask you here. It's like, what if the current Big Eight or some semblance of that join the eight teams that aren't going to go to the Big Ten, if that happens, why couldn't you stay in the Midwest and play all of your conference games, and then only the championship involves the eight teams out west? That would be kind of cool. 16 teams in the Central and Eastern time zone, eight teams, and then eight teams in the Mountain and Pacific time zone, and they just play each other. So that would be what? You get seven games that way. You could play a bunch of non-conference, maybe a couple playover games just for fun that don't count towards the standings. You know, one game out west or two, and then they come here a couple times. What would you think about something like that? Because I've got a couple friends who have said the first time that Oklahoma State got a Pac-12 invite was with Oklahoma, Texas, and Texas Tech 10 years ago, and the Longhorn Network messed that one up. But so there's interest. There was interest then. I'm sure there's interest now. But what if you could work it where you basically stay in the Central time zone for all your games except for one or two, which, you know, now you travel a couple games, and then you get two or three cupcakes come to your place in early September. I wouldn't have a major problem with that.
No, I wouldn't at all either. I actually like the sound of that, and I like that idea. If we're talking about just selfishly something that I would like to be able to keep some of those regional rivalries and games around here and mix it up with some schools out west, I'm here for that. I think, you know, again, you're talking about, like, TV dollars. I'm not sure that that's going to be much different, probably about the same, to be honest, as a TV deal would be if you're adding UCF, Houston. I don't know, it'd be interesting to talk to a TV exec about how exactly they would view that, but I think that would be fine. I mean, if you're talking about realistic options and like what everybody's looking at right now, I think that's about as good as any. And I would take it just for some variety to mix it up and just kind of a banding together of all the left behind club, basically, in that scenario that you're outlining there. So I'm with it. I'm with it. I would enjoy that a lot. I selfishly would also take the road trips out to the West Coast just to mix it up. I would enjoy it.
Yeah, one or two wouldn't be bad, you know, as long as it's not too terribly hot. Went to the Rose Bowl Les Miles' final year and played the UCLA at their place to open the season, and it was brutally hot, even by Oklahoma standards. So, I'd rather it be, you know, if I'm going to have to go to West, let's see. Well, if UCLA and USC aren't there, of course, that would be a little different, but even Palo Alto wouldn't be too shabby, I guess, in maybe October. So unlike some other places, say Ames, Iowa, don't want to be there in the wintertime. That's too many times been there, not fun. Hey, we'll talk a little bit about K-State. What's the feeling of the K-State nation right now? I mean, probably like the rest of them, they feel kind of left out and deserted.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of anger, really, is what is being felt the most. I think for me personally and just from the fan base, and typically I feel like I'm fairly representative of where the fan base is at on that. You know, and I think it's not just what has happened and how it's happened, but it's the reaction of everybody as it's been going on. I think it's the way that Texas, in particular Texas, has handled itself on the way out the door. Now, I say that coming from a K-State perspective. I've also seen the back and forth in the interactions between Oklahoma media members and fans. And I'm sure in Stillwater that's been pretty tough to take. And I can't even imagine if it were Kansas, the University of Kansas, that were breaking this up and having to deal with what that would be like. So I definitely sympathize and empathize with Oklahoma State fans having to deal with that. But I think it's just like watching the arrogance of Texas, you know, a program that clearly has not earned on the field any right to go play in the best league in America and the SEC, and the way that it's been handled on the way out with all these long, drawn-out pieces about how Texas has been subsidizing. Keep hearing that word. Texas and Oklahoma have been subsidizing the rest of the Big 12 forever. And look, with Oklahoma, it's one thing. They're the only team that makes the playoff from the league. They've won the league 6 years in a row. We know exactly what it is that they're doing. With Texas, I mean, that team's averaged a 7-5 record over the last decade. K-State's been ranked number one since they have. K-State has won the league more recently than they have. So it's been very maddening to see the arrogance on the way out the door and just the celebration there. And I think, too, the other thing that's really gotten under the skin of a lot of people is how flippant the national media has been about it. In particular, when it came to Bob Bowlesby and his allegations against ESPN and, you know, the coercion behind the scenes there with the AAC, that, because I think the
hey. We lost something there. You there? I think we might have lost John a little bit. You know, one of the things I was taught, John, you there?
Yeah, you guys had me. Sorry about that.
Yeah, well, it was some kind of electronic glitch or something. You sounded like you turned into a robot for about 5 seconds, but you're back, non-robot needed. But hey, one thing, you know, I did a lot of shows this week around the country, as you probably have as well, and people who are really, I mean, even old ladies at the coffee house I heard talking about conference realignment. I didn't interject. They were really hearing some wrong information about where Oklahoma State was going to end up, but I just let them have their talk. The thing is, somebody asked me, describe Texas, because they're going to be in our conference now, talking about the SEC. I think this one has a Baton Rouge, was asking me about it. And I'm like, you know who Texas is? Texas is the kid that just moved in to your small school. Daddy's rich. He bought up all the properties and everything else. And this kid's probably a third stringer, but because of who daddy is, he's going to start. Is that accurate? I think that's, man, for what I know of Texas the last, since what, 95 or whenever they came into the league, I really think, and this comes from old Southwest Conference people too, that are older than I am, said that's exactly right. That's exactly who Texas is.
I think that's spot on. I love that analogy. I was smiling as you were saying that because it's true. You know, I mean, I was using a poor analogy, but I always view Texas football as like a Walmart brand T-shirt with a Gucci logo like taped on top of it. You know, I mean,
like, I like that one.
They've got the money, right? And so they want the appearance of it being this nice, fancy, fulfilling thing, but really it's been anything but. You know, I mean, it's been a very hollow football program for the last 10 years, ever since Mac Brown certainly left, and really ever since Colt McCoy walked out of town. That's real, what Texas football has been, but they've always carried that arrogance. And I think everything becomes even more fueled by all of that, the bigger Austin gets. You know what I mean? Like, Austin is expanding like crazy, and you have people moving from the West Coast to Austin at a really rapid pace. And I just think all of that really carries into this as well, where Texas feels it's their birthright and their destiny to go do all this and break free from everybody that they've quote-unquote subsidized for so long. But it's infuriating. It is very much unearned arrogance, at least in terms of what they've done on the football field. And, you know, I mean, some of it, I can remember reading a piece on it, I think it was Inside Texas, about how, look, Texas fans just don't get excited about playing Kansas and Kansas State, and so you need to go spice up the schedule. You need to go do something else, and the conference isn't exciting enough. And the maddening part about that is, well, look, the conference was a little bit more exciting when Nebraska, Colorado, Texas A&M, et cetera, were still around. But it was Texas that basically drove the wedge between everybody at that point to get them out of the conference. And so I think the most appropriate thing I've seen is a meme this week that has three doors and the Grim Reaper moving from one door to the next. And one says Southwest Conference, one says Old Big 12, one says New Big 12. And that's what it is. Texas just destroying things and then looking back like, well, this sucks. Why don't we leave? It's terrible. I think both of the analogies we've spoken of here are incredibly appropriate. And honestly, that will be the fun part of this to me, is not only watching Texas take L's on the football field in the SEC, but it's going to be taking L's in the boardrooms, the conference rooms, and just in terms of like their fans and the conference superiority. I think you'll see some of this excitement fading pretty quickly when Texas realizes it's about the seventh best football program in the SEC.
You know, I live in a state where we have to work with, you know, folks that are fans of the University of Oklahoma. And I say fans because I don't see very many graduates. You know, I run into OU fans wanting to talk smack. I'm like, when'd you get your degree? You know, hey, what's real quick? What's the name of the library? You know, They've never been on campus except for a sporting event and probably only football at that. Because, you know, they other than, you know, they've got great softball. Their baseball team is going to be dead last in the Southeast Conference. The facilities, the arms race, the, you know, and that's one reason they're joining. They want to up their football stadiums and fill them up and, you know, with brand new. That's going to work in Oklahoma because they're going to win a majority of those games. Texas is not. And Texas kind of like, you know, it must be the state of Texas. And my mother, who is listening to my show in a nurse's care facility right now, she is probably going to want to smack me when she sees me because she's a West Texan. But Texas A&M is just the same way with even less to rely on than Texas. Texas A&M never did squat in the Big 12. But the thing that really irks me, you know, Oklahoma, when they say, well, the, you know, we've surpassed the conference, I can't argue with that. What have they won, like, you know, 11 out of the last 13 or something conference titles? And, you know, they go to the Final Four basically every year and all that. I can't really argue with Oklahoma. Texas, what have you done? I mean, you've done nothing in this conference. You're going to be a bottom feeder in the other conference. People just keep waiting for this giant to wake up. I'm not sure that giant's been awake very much in the last 50 years.
No, really not at all. And one of the things that really drove me insane this week was reading another one of those pieces about Texas where the thought process was, hey, Texas was at its best when the Big 12 was at its best. When you had in the early 2000s, the run that Mack Brown went on, you had Nebraska still hanging on as a fairly strong program. Colorado was still around. K-State was a very good program at that point. Texas A&M was pretty solid. Hey, when the Big 12 was at its best then, Texas rose to the occasion, was at its best. So going to the SEC is going to make that happen. And, I, you know, it makes me want to just throw both of my palms on my forehead and say, how about actually the one thing that's happened here is Texas has made one good coaching hire in the last 30 years, and that was Mack Brown. And he obviously was tremendous, and we're seeing what he's doing in North Carolina right now. It's clear that the guy has coaching and more importantly, recruiting chops, and was just very naturally suited for what that job is. And that's another part about this that I think will be very interesting for Texas moving forward. I've always kind of subscribed to the thought that the Longhorn Network has hurt Texas because of all the extra responsibilities that the coach has to do and be on all these different coaches' shows. And the more Texas with the arrogance and the city grew, there's just more that you have to do as the head coach at Texas than simply coach football. And Mack Brown was excellent at that. Glad Hanning and, you know, shaking the right hands, kissing the right babies, those type of things. You know, I think that's really important with the Texas head coaching job. And I think going to the SEC is going to amplify that even more because the expectations are going to be so high. And I don't know. Look, I don't know Steve Sarkisian very well, to be honest. I was around him at Big 12 Media Days a couple of weeks ago, which now feels like about 2 years ago, by the way. But I don't know that he's really that guy. He didn't strike me as that kind of guy. And I don't know. They better hope that they have the right hire going into the SEC here, or else it will be pretty easy to fall on pretty quickly. Because Texas A&M, I know A&M's upset about this. I know they're worried about losing some of that recruiting edge because they were the one Texas school in the SEC and they could utilize that. But A&M does deserve a lot of credit for the job that they've done. They went out and got Jimbo. They've upped their facilities. They've been recruiting really, really well. They're nothing to sneeze at. I mean, that's a better football program than the field, really. So I don't know, man. I just think Texas is going to walk into a buzzsaw in a lot of different ways.
When do you think this will happen? Because obviously both OU and Texas are on the hook for about somewhere between $75 and $80 million apiece to the Big 12 grant of rights, who, incidentally, you know who set that whole grant of rights thing up to save the conference? David Boren, former OU president, who was kicked out recently, disgraced, which nobody in the media apparently wants to talk about. But and there's a complicit media in Oklahoma. I don't know about Kansas. I would say that probably 80 to 90% of the state media wear the crimson and cream underoos, and they don't hide it very well. They try to, but they, you know, oh, we cover Oklahoma State, too. Yeah, sure you do. Kind of like that station over in Kansas City. Some kid wanted to pick a fight with me, said, this is the guy that 10 years ago said that the Big Pac-12 was going to offer Texas Tech instead of Kansas. Well, because they did, I know you were probably, you know, nursing with your mother back then, but I mean, as you know, the thing is, you can't just come out and say stuff like that and not have any reference. You are a young guy, but you obviously have great references to what happened 10 years ago. I've watched, I think, everything you've put out there, and I knew I wanted to have you on first because you were very passionate about it. You definitely do have an iron in the fire on this one.
I do, you know, and it's funny you bring up 10 years ago. I was so, when the story first broke this time around a couple of Wednesdays ago, my initial reaction was just like, man, I got so worn out with conference realignment and everything that came along with it 10 years ago. I did not want to go through that again this soon. Did not want that to land in my lap because it was also stressful and there was so much happening there. And unfortunately, it has reared its ugly head again.
Bar, I got another text on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line, actually two, but one of them's better than the other, so I'll ask you this. If you had to take Kansas State or Kansas, who would you take? Well, I would take Kansas State. This is about football. For you to go, well, we got a great basketball program, and they do, but nothing else, you're bringing a butter knife to a gunfight. I mean, that's – now, the Big Ten would be their one saving grace because – the Big Ten has to apparently have this AAU stuff, which academic snobbery. You know who's not AAU, by the way, and I just found this out? Notre Dame is not AAU. Now, that tells me that this AAU stuff is just a bunch of professors, you know, well, we're going to design some kind of criteria here that makes our school look good, because Notre Dame is one of the top programs academically in the country. It's not even... I mean, they're better than Texas. Texas is AAU. They're ranked higher than just about everybody by anybody's standard except for this AAU. So I'm kind of wondering on this AAU. Do you know why Nebraska got taken out of the AAU after Joe? I'm finding out a lot about this AAU stuff, by the way, and calling BS on it. Because their medical school is in Omaha. Well, big deal.
Oh, no.
It was before, too, when they had AAU status. So I don't... This AAU thing sounds like a lot of, you know, sounds like kind of like Texas feels about their athletic program, much ado about nothing.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're bringing this up about the AAU standing here for a lot of these schools, because I didn't know too much about it, and that I think you're right about a lot of that. My thought on this second has been, like, I think everybody is going to start getting so desperate here and not wanting to get left behind because of where it seems like the game is going. Even more so, it just seems like there's more urgency even than there was 10 years ago because of how quickly this is moving toward what feels like just super conferences or the SEC seceding from everybody else and having one 25 to 30 team conference. I don't know. Whatever it's going to be eventually. So I would bet that you start seeing some of the AAU stuff fall by the wayside and, you know, people in the room start to convince some of the university presidents that, hey, we're going to have to make some concessions on this just in the name of survival. So I would guess that's probably where we're headed on this. And yeah, it does kind of make me laugh, especially when thinking about Kansas and Iowa State trying to get to the Big Ten and, hey, how much of a selling point it is that we're an AAU school. But look, I mean, the TV numbers came out about Kansas football here recently where you got an average of like 600,000 people watching Kansas football games every time that they're on TV, which, you know, is about half of what the league average is, even for the remaining eight teams left. That is a dead weight that pulls you down much more than the AAU status is going to lift you up.
I see a kid commit to Kansas in football on it happens periodically on Twitter. I'm blessed to receive an offer from the University of Kansas. I just have always fought the need to respond. You do know it's not a basketball scholarship, right? It's like,
yeah,
it's a one-trick pony. And Bill Self is a dear friend of mine. We've known each other since 1981 when we were at Oklahoma State together, and we've continued to be friends. But he understands it's, once again, it's all about football. But, hey, we've kept you over a little bit past time. But, John, great talk to you. I want to talk to you again real soon because I got a feeling this thing ain't going to be done anytime soon.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate reality. So anytime you'd love to, you want to talk, I'd love to. This is a good time.
I urge everyone out there to follow, subscribe to his YouTube page. Just type in John Kurtz, K-U-R-T-Z. And, of course, you can follow him on Twitter, J-L Kurtz, as we do. Good stuff, John. Appreciate it, my friend.
All right. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, John Kurtz. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Wrap it up after this.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Hey sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Hey, Cowboy football fans, we're excited for football season, and we invite you to register today at Eskimo Joe's and Mexico Joe's for your chance to win a pair of tickets to an OSU home football game. We're excited about our Cowboys. They're going to be great, and you don't want to miss the action. So come on into Eskimo Joe's and Mexico Joe's and register to win a pair of tickets to an OSU home football game. So join us at Eskimo Joe's and Mexico Joe's for your chance to win.
Get your back-to-school shoes and accessories at Shoe Sensation in Stillwater. You'll find great deals for your entire family. Shop brands like Hey Dude, Crocs, Adidas, Converse, Skechers, Vans, Under Armour, and more. Plus, you'll find an expanded selection of kids' shoes, athletics, and wide widths. Send your kids back to school in style. Visit Shoe Sensation in Stillwater in the Bradford Plaza today.
And I want to thank John Kurtz. Want to thank my man, Mr. Leary. Sean Leary always does a great job of Sports Thread. Our big sponsor, and of course, Bill Van Ness, keeping us going for you guys and our great sponsors. I hope y'all have a great week, everyone.